This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Inside Story on BFM 89.9.
Good evening, you're listening to Inside Story with Sharmila Ganesan. Yesterday, May 16th, was Teachers Day, so tonight we're taking the opportunity to honor our educators. First, we check in on how they're doing since most schools have reopened fully and what sorts of support they need. Then, we hear about the lessons learned over a very difficult past 2 years. So tell us, do you have a Teachers Day wish or memories of your own favorite teacher? Share them with us. You can call 7732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. This is Inside Story. It is 6:07, and as I said, yesterday was our National Teachers Day, and this year's celebration's theme was Guru Tunjang Sekolah Sejahtera, which roughly translates to teachers, the foundation of a school's well-being. And I think that's so true in more ways than one, right? And particularly over the course of the last 2 years, we've seen so many ways in which teachers have been put to the test, stretched to their limits, as we, I think, reimagined education and teaching and learning in ways that we never thought we'd have to. Among just some of the things that have come up, teachers, for instance, told the Borneo Post that these challenges included things like struggling to rekindle students' interest in face-to-face learning now that they're back in schools, attempting to apply new approaches in the classroom, trying to integrate more digital modes of teaching. And meanwhile, experts are pointing out that teachers have actually received very little support in terms of resources or training to help students catch up in their studies. Last month, in fact, the National Union of the Teaching Profession estimated that about 10,000 teachers apply for early retirement annually. Now, this, of course, is a general figure and doesn't necessarily take into account the kind of stress and even burnout that a lot of teachers have been going through in the last 2 years. And in the staff, for example, some teachers pointed out that among the reason for wanting to retire early includes things like burnout, too much paperwork, admin duties, too many children in one classroom, having to be posted away from their families, and generally just feeling unappreciated. And I think that the challenge with this is, of course, that there's been a lot of unhappiness in terms of how education and learning and teaching was handled over the last 2 years. It was an evolving situation. And I think for people like the teachers who are at the forefront of having to deliver this, they had to be quick on their feet. They had to learn as they went along. They had to think about what would work for children of differing needs and differing backgrounds and differing access to technology. And so we thought we would just reflect on that this Teachers' Day and talk about not just the kind of support they need, but perhaps the lessons that they've learned over the last 2 very difficult years. So we'd like to hear from you. Do you have a Teachers' Day wish or memories of your own favorite teacher? You can call 7732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be joined by Chan Sun Seng, CEO of Teach for Malaysia. So keep it here on Inside Story, BFM 89.9.
Bodacious, fabulous minds. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:12. You're listening to Inside Story with Sharmila, and we're marking Teachers' Day today, which fell yesterday on the 16th of May. And we are asking you for your Teachers' Day wishes or memories of your own favorite teacher. You can call 7732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, to help us understand what it's been like for teachers since schools fully reopened, we're now joined by Chan Sun Seng, CEO of Teach for Malaysia. Sun Seng, good to have you back as always.
Hi, Sharmila. It's good to be here.
So it's been nearly 2 months since most schools fully reopened. What are you hearing from teachers on being back in physical classrooms, doing in-person teaching?
Yeah, well, first off, I'd just love to say happy belated Teachers' Day to all the amazing teachers out there. You know, I think that there have been sort of two ends of the spectrum in terms of the sentiment of what it's like being back in schools. So I think first off, there's just this over arching sense of relief to be back in schools and to see students and to conduct classes in person. I think that that's just generally the most preferred method of doing it. And it's just so much of a relief for teachers to be able to do that and to have their kids all in school in one place, at least those who've come back. But on the other end of the spectrum on that sentiment, you know, teachers have loved being back in person with their students, but at the same time, you know, I think it has been extremely tiring for teachers to come back because there is so much catch-up work to be done. And so as teachers are sort of, you know, scrambling to assess, number one, where are their students at? And then number two, how do they cater to the even more varied needs that their students have because of the disconnect that a lot of students would have had. So you would have had some students who were, you know, engaging with the home-based learning throughout school closures, but many students who didn't have connectivity at all. And so when you bring these kids back into the same classroom, the needs vary even more than they did before the pandemic.
So if I can expand on that a little bit, because going back to the physical space can be quite jarring, right? What were some of the main points of adjustments for both teachers as well as students?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a funny thing are things like, you know, matching names, because online you can kind of see all of their names in the little boxes, and then, you know, memorizing students' names is one of these funny little things that teachers have had to had to sort of get used to. But I think that, you know, they're going back to school. It really goes back to to this catch up piece, right? So really coming to terms of or just this realization or understanding of how varied and how different students' levels are at, and figuring out, you know, how to reconcile and meet the needs of students has been something that has really added to or just been something jarring for teachers to experience. And then I think that all of the work that kind of then goes into on the back end, the administrative work that goes into the back end to ensure that records are in place, all of these things are kind of piling up as teachers return to school.
Are you seeing teachers use their online teaching experience to shape their lessons in the physical classroom?
Yeah, so I think that what we've heard from teachers and what we've seen is that, you know, there has been an adoption of technology that has helped with a lot of the administrative processes. So, for example, like, you know, creating sign-up forms and collecting data in a lot more of a digital way has been something that has helped to increase efficiency of you know, just how school is administrated. But when it comes to teaching and learning, we haven't really seen much of a translation of, you know, all of the online or the digital methods that were utilized. And I think that there's a couple of challenges with that, and largely policy challenges as well as infrastructure challenges. So for example, it's still hand phones, which are the main way in which students are able to engage with digital or online learning, are still barred in classrooms. So thinking about what a policy, of course you need a policy that thinks about how they're used responsibly, but a policy to integrate the devices into the classroom is needed. And then secondly, like, just the infrastructure doesn't exist in many, many classrooms. So whether that is the connectivity in the classroom or even having enough power supply, and then of course the devices, those are lacking.
So we're at a particular phase in our, I was going to say pandemic, but I suppose I should say endemic. And, you know, things are opening up. We're no longer checking in, you know, all sorts of things are changing. Can you give us a sense of the challenges that are faced by teachers at this particular phase?
Yeah. You know, I think that, like I said again, right, like I think the biggest challenge that teachers will face now and even in the medium to long term is really this catch up, and how do you make sense of where students are at, and how do you cater to the varied needs that students have. And so that continues to be like the biggest challenge that teachers are facing. But on top of that, I think that there's a lot of activity that is happening as well. And so teachers are facing this experience of, you know, from the online or the home-based world, now that they're back in schools, all of the activities and the co-curricular activities are in full swing. And what we've heard from some teachers is that that's been challenging, because they're really trying to just diagnose and make sense of where their students are at and trying to transition and ease their students into the schooling year, into schooling life, but also at the same time trying to conduct all of these activities at the same time. So the challenge of handling all of these different priorities has been a big challenge for teachers.
So what do we know about the kinds of resources and support that are currently available to teachers?
Yeah, so, you know, I think that across the pandemic, the Ministry of Education rolled out a number of digital resources to teachers, whether it was the online teaching platform or whether it was, you know, digitizing, making the digital textbooks available to teachers, as well as all of the digital tools, right? So the Google Suite for Education and all of these types of things. I think going back into schools, there hasn't been a significant difference in the types of resources that are available to teachers. So all of the existing resources are available to them, but there's been no like specific add-on of resources as teachers return.
Are there specific needs that you'd like to see addressed right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think that really, really, it goes back to how do we help teachers to really support their kids to ease back in, right? And one of the challenges that we'll see is that the kids who have been left behind, if not supported at a differentiated and personalized level, they will continue to be left behind. And in fact, the gap between them will compound over time. And so really, really helping teachers to have the space and time to address the needs of their students, and really to help, you know, like I said, like really diagnose, but provide the personalized support for their students. They just need the space and time to be able to do that, and where possible, additional resource to be able to do that. So whether that's streamlining curriculum, reducing extra like burden of activities or administration, and then just giving relaxation and timetable to be able to really meet their students' learning needs at this point in time is important.
How might those needs change when we talk about schools in higher need areas?
Yeah, you know, I think that in schools in higher need areas are going to just see that need amplified, right? You would still have some students that might have been able to access learning, but you would have even more students that were disconnected throughout the school closures. And so you're going to see even larger gaps in those areas, and especially in higher need areas or in rural areas, that's where you tend to see more primary schools. And in primary schools, younger kids have benefited the least from distance or home-based learning. And so the need for teachers to be able to meet their students where they're at is going to be even more pronounced as the gaps are going to be much, much larger.
Now, if we look at the well-being of teachers themselves, right, we're hearing a lot about stress and burnout amongst teachers. What would you like to see in terms of emotional and mental health support for them?
Yeah, you know, I think that for teachers, for students across the board, mental health and well-being is something that is extremely important as we return to the in-person schooling. And one of the challenges, though, is that a lot of the stress and challenges that teachers face is sort of symptomatic to the amount of, workload that they're experiencing, right? So I think that some of the things to most easily sort of support the burden of teachers isn't really necessarily, while it's very important, isn't necessarily providing the mental health services for teachers. While that is important, a huge thing that can support teachers is, you know, just ensuring that administrative workload is reduced, and that, you know, unnecessary activities at this point in time that take away from a teacher supporting their students' learning needs are not piled onto teachers. So coupled with, you know, ensuring that teachers continue to have access to the actual services for mental health and well-being, while at the same time removing the stressors, I think is important to be able to support teachers in this area.
So where do parents fit in? How can they support teachers better when it comes to their children's education?
Yeah, I think one of the things at this point in time is that, you know, I think there are a lot of parents who are still actually really cautious about sending their kids back to school. And, you know, a big concern for teachers is that a lot of these kids may then continue to be left behind. And so I think being able parents being able to communicate with teachers to understand, you know, what's going to help them to feel safe about sending their kids back to school and having that dialogue with parents. Number one, getting kids back to school is really, really important and will help teachers to make sure that they're doing their jobs better. And then number two, you know, I think parents have been also part of the superheroes and champions that have helped kids to stay educated across this time. And so really staying involved in your students, your child's learning, I think is really important, and continuing to have that dialogue with teachers. How are your kids struggling, or what are ways that you could help your kids, and asking the teacher for support and offering support to your teachers are helpful ways to move forward together.
Sunseng, what message would you like to leave us with for this year's Teachers Day?
Yeah, you know, I think that teachers are absolutely inspiring, and you know, they're heroes that have helped us through this pandemic. And I think we just want to say a huge, 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 massive thank you to teachers and to every single teacher. Know that what you do matters, even no matter how tiring and no matter how difficult or challenging it is. Everything that you do matters.
Sunseng, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thanks, Jamila.
That was Chan Sunseng, CEO of Teach for Malaysia, giving us an idea of the process of going back to full physical schooling, the challenges involved, and the support that's needed to facilitate that. We'd like to hear from you. Do you have a Teacher's Day wish or memories of your own favorite teacher? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. I think we have time for some messages. Boye says, focus on your studies so that you don't need to work hard. Don't fall in love now. You'll find more beautiful girls and a better life partner during university. That was some advice by one of my favorite teachers, Cikgu Zekri from Science Bagandato. Now, after about 5 years after graduating from an engineering course with honors and flying colors, here I am working hard, stuck in a jam and single. Dear Cikgu Zekri, although you lied to me, I still love and have a lot of respect towards you. You know, Boye, I think the fact that you remember your cikgu and that comes to mind is in itself quite telling. That's quite cute. We also have Shamil saying, when I was in secondary school, there was this super strict English teacher, Sir Raj. He always asked us to memorize essays, especially for literature. We were kampung boys, so we were bad at English. We didn't memorize it. He got so mad that he slapped almost everyone that day, like a real slap. But over the next 2 years, we all got along well and many of us passed. Some even gloriously got an A for English. Massive shout out to Sir Raj from SMK Batu Kikir. I'm where I am today because of your slap. I still keep that class picture we took together at KFC Kuala Pilah. Now, to be fair, I will say that I'm not a supporter of teachers implementing physical punishment on students. But I'm glad that you look back at your experience with your teacher with so much happiness. Again, I also think there are other ways to discipline, but thank you for sharing that, Shamil. Do keep those thoughts coming. What are your Teacher's Day wishes or memories of your own favorite teacher? That number to call, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be joined by Claudius Upin Lonsiong Jr., who is an English teacher at SMK Rancha Rancha in Labuan, to hear about lessons that he learned over the course of the pandemic. So keep it here on Inside Story, BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
It's just coming up to 6:38. You're listening to Inside Story with Sharmila, and we're marking Teacher's Day today. So we'd like to hear your Teacher's Day wishes or memories of your own favorite teacher. You can send those through that number to call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be joined very shortly by a teacher to talk about lessons they've learned over the course of the last 2 years. But before that, I think we have time for some messages. Let's see. We have Nini who says, my favorite teacher is Mrs. Janaki at a local college. Thanks for that, Nini. I mean, if you'd like to get back in touch and tell us why, we'd love to hear it. But I hope Mrs. Janaki is listening. Meanwhile, Zuyang says, I've had many great teachers, but I want to shout out to my recently retired teacher and fellow BFM listener, Mom. Hi, Mom. Hope you're listening. Oh, that's lovely. I've always wondered what it's like for children of teachers and you know, when they're both their teacher and the parent, and what that experience is like. It sounds like yours is a good one, at least. Do keep those thoughts coming. You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And now, joining us is Claudius Upin Lonsiang Jr., an English teacher from SMK Rancha Rancha in Labuan. Claudius, welcome to the show.
Oh, yeah. Hello. Thank you very much, Shamila.
So how are you feeling about Teacher's Day this year? Is there anything in particular that stands out for you?
Actually, it's an awesome year for me as this year I was able to participate in some of virtual competitions in conjunction with Teacher's Day celebration. And actually, one in particular is virtual education competition for Education Ministry. And actually, I won the second place in the stats level. And this coming Saturday, I will be awarded for this award, which is the virtual, what do you call this? Virtual education. Competition for Labuan STEM and in conjunction with Teachers Day. So yeah, actually I feel ecstatic about it.
So what's it been like heading back to physical classrooms and getting to see your students in person?
Physical school is actually getting a bit tougher for me, where we are not only teaching students during the day, but we are also their teachers at night, because all of them have our numbers already. So if there's any question from them, they will just text us. And then as a teacher, by hook or by crook, we need to entertain them. But apart from that, actually, I manage to have some classroom agreement with them. And I manage to organize everything using Google Calendar. Yeah. So using this Google Calendar, we did some appointments. So the students, if they wanted me to have a session with them, they'll just look at my calendar and see if I'm free. Then I will entertain them, or maybe I will answer their questions like that. So on.
And overall, what have the last 2 years been like for you as a teacher? What were some of the major challenges you faced?
I'll just say this. The end result is actually splendid, yeah. But towards the process, it's difficult. Where I had to learn new things, also some other apps in order to acquire any of my teaching and learning session. So what I did at first, I just used one of the common social messaging apps to communicate with my students. But then throughout the days and months, I found that it has burdened my handphone with the data storage. So this is where I joined lots of webinars. Yeah, I joined lots of webinars using Google Workspace for Education. And everything is doing good for me. And thankfully, through time, from no one wanted to enter this, no one wanted to join my online classes. Throughout the time, 80% of them were in my online class, and then almost 70% of them engaging with my lessons. Yeah,
I'm curious, when you first started out as a teacher, did you expect to encounter these sorts of challenges? How prepared were you to face all this?
Frankly speaking, as I'm a more direct approach of a teacher, so I had to change my approach to 100 degrees, where if I were to help my students, I need to help myself first, because all this new stuff, all this digital and all this the Google apps that I need to learn, I have to learn it first before I can manage it so that my students will feel happy with their lesson. So as I'm trying to tell you is, the first step is always the hardest, but I managed to overcome it. And again, frankly speaking, I enjoyed online classes. Yeah, I enjoyed them.
We'll continue our conversation with Claudius after this, but we'd like to hear from you. Do you have a Teacher's Day wish or memories of your own favorite teacher? You can call 7733290, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back after this with Claudius Upin Lonsiong Jr., a teacher with SMK Rancha Rancha in Labuan. So keep it here on Inside Story, BFM 89.9.
Bringing fresh meaning, BFM 89.9.
It's 6:45. You're listening to Inside Story with Sharmila, and we're marking Teacher's Day by speaking to a teacher about lessons that he's learned over the course of the pandemic. We'd like to hear from you. Do you have a Teacher's Day wish or memories of your own favorite teacher you'd like to share? You can call 7733290, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We're continuing our conversation now with Claudius Upin Lonsiong Jr., an English teacher from SMK Rancha Rancha in Labuan. So, Claudius, what are some of the biggest lessons that you've learned during the pandemic when it comes to being a teacher?
Actually, this pandemic creates an opportunity for me where everything is possible. Yeah, before pre-COVID, my networking. I just want to say regarding my networking. Yeah, networking of teachers. My networking is only within our country. So post-COVID, now I have all teachers across the globe. Because of how to say this, I have joined this Google for Education certified trainer because I have acquired it through the webinars and everything. So for this kind of pandemic or during this pandemic, I found it, I gained lots of opportunity, and that's where I would like to give thanks to Delima Malaysia, and then to Google Malaysia, and as well as Arus Academy for this opportunity to be put in the Google community and also to be interviewed by this BFM community, BFM online radio. So like I said, it creates lots of opportunity. Yeah.
Could you share with us perhaps a memorable teaching moment that you've had in the last 2 years?
Okay, let me think which one. Yeah. All right, okay. So there's this one time where I had to attend three workshops continuously just for one day. So and what I did was the next morning, I used the materials that I have attended the day before to teach my form of five students. And I felt, and of course, they felt joyous where I incorporated gamified lessons such as quizzes, Kahoot, and also some Google apps like Google Arts and Culture, Google Earth. So this type of lesson is actually helping my students, and my student is not a native speaker student where their English is not so good. And this actually helped them to practice their speaking skill as well as their reading skill in order for them to get better marks for their SPM assessment. So yeah, I think that's one of it.
Oh, that's a really lovely story. Many teachers, parents, and even students have, of course, highlighted the challenges of learning virtually. Were there any takeaways from that period that you think can be used in face-to-face learning?
Yeah, okay. Thank you for the question. So I think one of the challenges is to link all groups or maybe all announcement in one platform. So from the pandemic, most teachers, as I could say that most teachers in my school, we have learned on how to incorporate with Data Studio, MyLink, you can say Google Site, you can also Google Sheets, as well as Google Classrooms. And actually, Google Classroom is the best. So most of my colleagues use these apps currently in order for them to organize this data and everything. According to them, it goes smooth. So in terms of organizing data, we can use this for post-pandemic. So that's why I said, yeah, it's good actually.
So it sounds like you've actually adapted quite a bit with these digital ways of teaching. What's been the response from your students and even from other teachers?
One of the responses was that, of course, at first, they were quite adamant with what we have done. but throughout the time, yeah, they need what do you call this, by hook or by crook, they need to adapt to this to these changes, and one by one of my students, they try to incorporate this new technology and this new method of teaching. So that's why at first I just use common social media apps to do basic stuff, such as getting in touch with friends. But nowadays I use all these types of social media apps to incorporate it, and as well as to produce some of my teaching videos and upload them into my social media apps, so that my students can see my video and they could learn something, especially for micro teaching lessons. Yeah.
What message would you like to leave us with for Teacher's Day?
Oh, okay. So as teachers, message to all the teachers out there, even after retirement, we are still teachers. Yeah. So the communities, even after retirement, the community will always call us teachers, will always address us teachers. So embrace our professions and don't bother about the stigma where those who can't teach, okay? Instead, those who can't actually inspire others. So happy Teachers Day to all of the teachers out there. And yeah, thank you for having me as one of the speakers for tonight.
Claudius, thanks for speaking with us today, and happy Teachers Day to you.
Thank you, Shamila.
That was Claudius Upin Lonsiong Jr., an English teacher from SMK Ranca Ranca in Labuan, weighing in on his experience over the last 2 years, lessons and takeaways that he's had. Do keep sending your thoughts through. Do you have a Teacher's Day wish or memories of your own favorite teacher? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We do have some messages still. On Twitter, Galax says, for those typing Georgians out there, remember Mr. Un, the legend, the one who guarantees that his whole class would score for maths. Hope he's well and healthy now. So I feel like everyone has that one teacher, right? The one who's like, I can guarantee that you'll score for this subject. I'll give you the tools that you need. And, you know, I love that you actually remember him all these years later. We also had Wong, who called earlier and said, I want to say thank you to my teacher, Mrs. Ui. I used to be lost in class and always played truant. One day she threw a book at me. Next thing I know, I got first in class. Well, again, I will say, not a proponent for physical actions by teachers in classrooms, but I can, yeah, I think that's something that lots of people would probably remember for a lifetime. Meanwhile, Mas says, shout out to kindergarten teachers too. We're always forgotten from a kindergarten teacher. And absolutely, kindergarten teachers are as important as other teachers, and in fact, perhaps often face very unique challenges when it comes to their charges. So thanks for that, Mas. Do keep those thoughts coming. Send over your Teacher's Day wishes or memories of your own favorite teacher. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. You've been listening to Inside Story, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.